Hello, this is Bryn, and welcome to episode number 65 of Bits of Bryn. I'm much healthier now, which is great. For this show, I'll be playing you parts of a live show that I did on Saturday night. This is my first show in a while, and it was at this cafe. It's a really cute cafe called Cafe Marmalade, and this cafe was in the middle of the Utah Pride Center. And when I was setting up this gig, my friend, he just said, oh, this is at the Utah Pride Center. And I thought, oh, yeah, Utah Pride, go Utah, go Pioneers, you know, all that stuff. But no, it was actually a gay pride center. And I was really surprised. It was not what I was expecting at all. But, you know, the people there were really nice. And I had a good time. It was a good show. And they invited me back again. I feel a little bad for the people that I invited, though, because they found out, like, when they got there, and I'm not sure how they felt about that sort of thing. So I guess I'll see how that turns out. Hopefully no one will be mad at me. But I sold 3 CDs, and I met a lot of good people, and I had so much fun performing. I got to perform in front of spiderwebs because it's Halloween time, which is cool. And there was this lady there. It was the funniest thing. I was talking about how I was supposed to have performed there the previous Saturday, but I had to cancel because I was sick and sounded like some 90-year-old man. And so I said the only song I was able to sing at that, like last week, was Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. And this lady said, oh, sing that song. And so because I had looked up the chords just a little bit for last week's podcast, I performed Baby One More Time by Britney Spears as part of my set. It was really funny. And I had people singing along with me, and I had a lot of fun. I had not expected to sing that song, but I had a really good time. And you know, I'm glad that they invited me back because I hadn't done a show in a while, so I felt a little rusty, but I had a lot of fun. I'll be playing you parts of that show right now. I'm still researching Guy Hans, the Englishman who bought EMI, the record label. I want to know a little bit more about the subject before I talk about it on the show, but I'm really, really excited for what this guy is going to do with the company. He seems like a great move for the record label. So I'm still looking into that, and I'll be talking about that on the show soon. And in the meantime, here is my performance from Cafe Marmalade. Enjoy.
This next song I'm going to sing for you is called Arms of the Soldier. And I wrote this song for my dad. And I really wrote this song for my uncle. He passed away about 8 years ago, and he was a Marine. And He didn't die in battle. He was actually killed in a car crash on his way home, so he never had a chance to serve. And we miss him a lot. I've written a lot of songs about this boy. But I know that a lot of people miss like a father or a son or a brother or a husband. And so I wrote this song for all of those people. And I was fortunate enough to perform this song on the 4th of July at Liberty Park at a beautiful, beautiful service. And I hope that you'll enjoy this song.
Ooh. His eyes were burning brighter than the blue on his uniform. Smiled as he stood so proud. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. And his heart was breaking apart, and so was mine. And I didn't want him to go. He told me I'll be coming home for you. And I'll wait till the day when I can be in the
Thank you very much. I'm gonna spill that all over me. It's so full. This next song I'm gonna sing for you is called The Hand Song, and I absolutely adore this song very much. It's by my favorite band in the world, Nickel Creek, and this song, when I heard it the first time a couple of years ago, I just was so moved by the lyrics, and I love how sweet this song is, and I hope that you will enjoy the song as much as, well, even as much as I do. I don't enjoy it way too much. Let's see. There we are. This song when I was 11 years old, because there was this boy that I liked and he was being mean to me, and so I wanted to write a song about him because I was mad, but I wasn't in any position to write a good song back then. So I finally wrote this song this summer, and I really, really love it. Oh, thank you very much. That you've been sneaking around.
no good cheaters kicking two time and double crossing lying son of a gun. How could I have been so blind as to think that you were the one? I don't need you, baby. I won't miss you, baby. I'm gonna be alright. No, I won't feel that way tonight. Cause you're just a two-faced cowboy.
Thank you for listening to my show, and thank you so much for staying subscribed. If you're not subscribed, it's really, really simple. Just look up Bits of Brin, BitzofBrin, in iTunes, and then click on the subscribe button. It's right where the purchase button usually is, except my show is free. And you can follow me on twitter.com. My name is Brianna Joy. And they won't let me put the apostrophe on there, so it's just BrianaJoy. And then you can hear my music on myspace.com/bitsofbrin, BITZ. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll be back at you next week. Over and out.